With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Montana Capitol, where U.S. Senator Steve Daines was scheduled to address the legislature. When the crowd learned that the Montana Republican had canceled today's appearance, boos erupted. Daines has rescheduled his appearance before the state legislature for Wednesday. His office released a statement saying the senator, quote, welcomes the opinions of everyone from the Treasure State, unquote. We'll hear more on this story later this hour. Montana lawmakers are considering a measure that would ban putting large pipelines under rivers or lakes. Montana Representative George Kipp, a Hart Butte Democrat, says he introduced the bill to protect rivers and streams, as well as underground aquifers. The bill would ban pipelines 10 inches or larger in diameter from going under navigable bodies of water. It would also establish regulations for above-ground construction, including rules on casings and leak detection. The regulations would apply to fossil fuels, including crude, petroleum, coal, and their products. The House Federal Relations, Energy, and Telecommunications Committee held a hearing on the measure Monday and took no action on the bill. Wildlife managers estimate that more than 570 Yellowstone National Park bison have been killed so far this winter. The numbers show that bison managers are making progress on their goal to eliminate 1,300 bison from the Yellowstone herd. The management plan calls for a population of 3,000 bison in the region, but about 5,500 live there now. A Yellowstone report says 179 bison have been transferred to Native American tribes for slaughter, and 359 have been killed by hunters as of last Friday. Former Billings lawmaker Michael Lane has denied federal charges that allege he sold just over a pound of methamphetamine last year. Lane served as House Majority Leader during the 2007 legislative session until House Republicans stripped him of his title at the end of the session. During that session, he supported giving $4 million in state money to the Montana Meth Project. Lane had also been captured on video at a caucus swearing about then-Governor Brian Switzer and negotiations with a Democrat over the budget. Lane pleaded not guilty today to federal drug distribution and possession charges. A Democratic lawmaker from Bozeman is proposing a tax increase on the wealthy to make up for shortfalls in state budget. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Representative Tom Woods introduced his bill in the House Taxation Committee Tuesday morning. He says Montana needs to find new ways to make money during a time of downturn in commodity sales the state relies on, such as coal, oil, and gas.
Our economy is shifting, and our tax policies need to shift along with it.
If passed, HB 452 would increase taxes for people making $500,000 a year by 1%, and by 0.5% for people making $300,000 a year. According to a fiscal report from the governor's budget office, the new taxes would generate about $30 million over the next 2 years. Woods' bill is similar to a proposal by Governor Steve Bullock. When Bullock released his biennial budget late last year, he called for a 1% tax increase on people making more than $500,000 a year. Representative Tom Woods said he would be willing to change the language of his bill so that the tax increases would end in a couple years, when the state's budget is in a better spot. But Republicans, including Representative Greg Hertz from Polson, pushed back on Woods' proposal, saying it would drive some of the biggest contributors to Montana's tax pool out of state by creating an unfriendly tax climate.
So are you willing to take the risk of 50 people leaving this state and no longer paying taxes, and we'd lose the $24 million they're currently paying right now for a possibility to make an increase here?
The House Taxation Committee, held by a Republican majority, did not immediately vote on the bill, but will likely do so in the coming week. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. A Montana lawmaker wants the legislature to tell the state Supreme Court not to adopt a rule that would ban lawyers from discriminating against gay, lesbian, and transgender people. Republican Senator David Howard of Park City is sponsoring a resolution that says the court's adoption of the rule would violate the free speech rights of lawyers. He was backed Tuesday by several pastors from across the state. S.K. Rossi of the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana says the resolution interferes with the court's ability to set its own rules as a separate branch of government. The court is considering the proposed rule drafted by the American Bar Association. The rule says it would be professional misconduct for a lawyer to harass or discriminate based on sexual orientation, race, sex, religion, and other factors. Stillwater County Search and Rescue recovered a body from the Yellowstone River near Columbus during a search for a man who went missing in mid-December. Sheriff Cliff Brophy says the body was recovered Sunday morning about a half mile downstream from where investigators believe the man entered the water on the evening of December 12, 2016. Authorities were alerted to a problem on December 13th after a park caretaker spotted the man's bike near the river. Residents living near the park in Columbus said they heard a possible yell or scream at about 6 p.m. the night before. An autopsy is planned this week. Brophy said the man's family has been notified, but his name won't be released until his identity is confirmed. The federal prosecutors who failed to convict Ammon Bundy returned to court today to try four lesser-known men who followed Bundy's call to take a hard stand against the government and occupy a national wildlife refuge in Oregon. They include Jake Ryan of Plains, Montana. Like the defendants in the first trial, the primary charge facing the men is conspiracy to impede Interior Department employees from doing their jobs at the refuge through the use of force, threats, or intimidation. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.